Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Right into second place all by himself on the Mets all-time home run list. A two-run shot for Alonso to make it 12-3 New York.
Unreal.
All right, Producer Evan, you're welcome. You're welcome, Producer Evan. Home run call of the day involves a New York Met. Well, well-deserved. To be perfectly honest with you, Pete Alonso hits the home run, becomes the second on the home run list for the New York Mets, passing David Wright. Gary Cohen with the home run call of the day. So congratulations to Pete Alonso on the milestone. Congratulations to Gary Cohen on the home run call of the day. All right, well, I was boots on the ground in New York for the Yankees-Red Sox series. Boots on the ground. It was an interesting series, capped with the Red Sox win on Sunday night, and that game was, I don't want to say highlighted, but spiced up a little bit by Hunter Dobbins, rookie pitcher Hunter Dobbins' proclamation to the Boston Herald that he would never sign with the New York Yankees, even if it was the last team available. And then Jazz Chisholm took to Twitter, X, and before the game, and basically says, well, you know what? Good for him. Get ready for all the smoke. We talked to Jazz Chisholm in the Yankees clubhouse before the game. He says, I wouldn't have done it. Closes doors, but I like it. Go check out that audio, that short interview with Jazz Chisholm. I hope they talk to Jazz, by the way, in the coming days, about his embracing of the trash talk, as he said, there should be more trash talk in Major League Baseball. And obviously, we're all about that. We've had plenty of it because, let's be honest, the godfather, the guy, the LLC, the chairman of the board, Joe Kelly, he's pretty good at it. But he's earned the right to do it, too. So Hunter Dobbins didn't waste any time, rookie year. Gets into it and then sort of just plays it off after the game and pitches pretty well. So he did his part. He backed it up. So there you go. All that was going on. And on top of it all, I had a great conversation with Luke Weaver. Yep. Luke Weaver was back on the podcast. I had a great conversation with him. He is a guy who has been on the podcast before and is absolutely one of the best interviews that we do. I talked to him last year when he was sort of just an innocuous Yankees relief pitcher, And then he gained some steam, boom, 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 becomes one of the most relied on relief pitchers in the postseason for the Yankees. Talked to him at the World Series a couple different times. We talk about this in this conversation. And then now he became the closer for the Yankees. He's currently on the injured list with a hamstring injury, but he'll be back. But it also allowed us a little bit more time to talk to Luke. And in case you don't know his story, former first-round pick of the St. Louis Cardinals, and that back in 2014, played for the Cardinals, the Diamondbacks, the Royals, the Reds, the Mariners, and finally, the Yankees, got picked up by the Yankees in 2023. It's really a good story, and he's become really one of the best relief pitchers in baseball. But my question, my theme, I want to see how the World Series, after going through all of what he went through, how the World Series impacted him, how it impacted him as a person, how it impacted him as a player. It's the World Series effect. It's Luke Weaver and the World Series effect. All right, hope everyone's having a great day. At BB isn't boring. At BB isn't boring. Hope everyone's having a great week. All right, well, here you go. Here's Luke Weaver and the World Series effect. There is absolutely no human being I'd rather be talking to right now than Luke Weaver. Again, it's always good talking to you. We've talked a few times. Fortunately, I got a chance to talk to you a couple times in the World Series. I think the last time was, you had a great, you stood in front of me, it was after you guys won, and you talked about watching the doc, the clubhouse doc, right, and saying, like, that's the blueprint. But I just love the fact that how your mind works. That's good. We should all base things off docs, like the hope of it, right?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, everybody's different. You just want to make sure that you have a good imagination, something that can allow you to dream in some ways and understand other things, and just more than anything, just stay neutral, just understanding that information's great, and at the end of the day, you just want to use that to push forward. And
it's history. Like I listen to podcasts. I was driving in today, listening to podcasts, and I'm listening to Conan O'Brien.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, okay, what can I take out of this that I learned? Like, what can I take out of this that will help my life?
Yeah.
You know, that's what I'm thinking you're talking about.
100%.
Right?
I think you have to have an open perspective. And I think at the end of the day, even at this level I'm playing at, there's always room to grow. There's always ways to get better. It's even just tweaking a pitch to make it move a tad bit better, or it's a more efficient way to mechanically to throw a ball harder, or to throw it to a spot easier. So there should just be no ego to it. The ego, I think, is what drowns out the opportunity to learn. Mm. And when you're at a point where you feel like you know it all, then I think that's the wrong.
I'm like twice your age. I can't feel that way. That's how I felt it. I mean, and you know, I remember you talking about looking at Yamamoto, the YouTube clip. That's one small example.
Yeah.
But I got a feeling that's sort of what you're doing. Like whether it's that, whether it's the Netflix doc, whether I don't know, do you listen to other podcasts? Do you listen to
Just kind of being open to things. Observing is my big thing.
Is it?
Yeah. It's observing. So I take in a lot of information. I know sometimes my wife's wondering, you know, what I'm thinking when I don't respond, and I'm kind of in my own little world. But I'm just always taking in. For an example, when I was starting, I'd sit in the dugout, and I would just have certain innings where I would just watch certain positions. Mm-hmm. I would take an inning where I would just watch the first base umpire. I would take an inning where I would watch the ball bat boys that would just go and just watch how there's the sayings, right? So when it adds up, I'm just trying to gain perspective of how everybody's doing their job, how they position themselves, where they got to go on a certain batted ball, where they have to do when a ball goes to the backstop or an umpire runs out of baseball.
It's so weird. You and I think the same. I was watching because sometimes I'll watch the ball boy.
Yeah.
And the circular sort of rhythm.
Absolutely,
has, right?
and they have to go all the way to the bullpen to pick up the belongings of the reliever. They have to run across to give water. At what intent are they running out? Are they very serious about their job? Are they just very confident and relaxed? Or are they just, you know, showing up that day just to punch in the clock? Like, I don't know. There's different intensities, and I think it's fascinating to watch how people go about their business, and I think the observation part of it is just a fascinating way to just gain perspective.
So we mentioned the Yamamoto thing leading to last year. So this offseason, you know, you obviously have a lot of success and
your different lot in life, I guess. What was the thing that you, was there anything that you found that you latched on to that you, oh, like this was interesting? Along the lines of, like we said, I hate to keep coming back to Yamamoto, but that's...
No, it's okay. Yeah. I mean, he's the only other guy that simply is doing this style of throwing, and he's been a really great template, and he's obviously throwing really well.
Yeah, yeah, he's good.
So, to your point, I think it was just about... I'm very aware. Like, I think we're making it a point right now to be very observant on a daily basis, especially every time I throw. There's a certain process in which I'm breaking down how I threw, what it looked like. Even if it went well, I want to make sure my checkpoints are all in similar place mechanically, how I'm breaking down hitters. So really the offseason just becomes like a really full breakdown assessment of all the checkpoints along the year of, okay, good outings, bad outings. What were some commonalities? What were things that good or bad just kind of stood out? And I think ultimately it just came, yeah, let's just try to get an inch better. Let's just try to, you know, we don't have to rewrite anything. We already did that.
Yeah,
we did all the hard work.
You wrote it.
And so now it's about consistency.
Yeah.
And the consistency just comes from staying confident in routine, staying, you know, not too egotistical, trying to make sure we're humbling ourselves in our perspective. And then just ultimately be consistent. Just show out there and just be like, if I can do these things, I should be able to be great. And this game of baseball shows up in different ways. Sometimes you pitch well and it doesn't go well. Sometimes the opposite. So this game has a great way to really kind of show the loopholes, the certain areas you can be exposed to, but also reward you in really good routines and things.
It's so good. Like, I... talking to you, right? Like, I come away, I'll come away from this and I'll be like, okay, this was something that I'm gonna, it's sticky to me, right? That, Charlie Morton, we had him on last week, and he had one line which I went and ran to my kids and I said, it was a simple thing. He said, if they give you the opportunity to figure it out, then figure it out.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
I'm like,
well said.
That's it, right? And so, in the times where like, we're down or whatever, you still have the opportunity to figure out, but that's my point, is that these sort of things are powerful things, you know?
They are, because the one thing I'll add to that is nobody is going to come save you.
Yeah.
Like, you have people who care, right? And sure, somebody might save you, but you can't depend on it. You gotta be able to be self-efficient. And being self-efficient comes from being okay with failure, being okay to learn from it and to gain, to try to understand, okay, in this situation, this happened, how do I do a better job in this situation because it might happen again? So it's really just like being consistent and understanding, like, how do I solve these problems? And if I can't solve them, am I putting in the effort to do so? Because to his point, like, if you have time to figure it out, then that means you're still doing it. Because there's going to come a point where you're not doing it anymore, and you're going to look back and question yourself, did I do enough? Did I just put enough intensity? Did I ask the right questions? Did I ask for enough help? And ultimately, it just comes down to like how bad you want it. That's really what it is.
When off of, like you said, your lot in life is different now than it was. Coming off a World Series, how did that change you? How did that change your life? I know this is like a total cliche question, but it does. I mean, like, you, that's the level that you want to get to. You experience that level, and then now you're experiencing the confidence that you've extracted from getting to that level, or the attention. Like, how did that experience change you?
So there's a couple things I'll say. We didn't win, right? So it didn't change it in the ultimate way, because the winners are forever, immortal into the baseball game, whatever you want to call it. They're shrined into it. They have a plaque, they have rings, bigger rings. They have all the cool stuff, right? They're going to have a parade 10, 20 years from now. It's cool, whatever. I think the hard part is being the loser of it really pushes you to the brink, right? It motivates you more. It allows you to not want to feel that feeling again. But, you know, the biggest takeaway I learned is that I came away with a lot of peace. And my peace came from my journey. And I made sure along the way that I appreciated my process and my journey to the fullest extent. And being okay with, like, and all of what's happening, right? Taking moments and being like, you worked hard to get here, appreciate it. Don't be so blinded by trying to just win. Just take a step back. And by doing that, losing hurt, but it didn't hurt as bad because I was proud of what we did. I was proud of myself. I was proud of a lot of things. And in doing that, it just, it gave me a sense of peace that allowed the confidence just be neutral. It wasn't like an over, now I'm overly motivated. It just allowed me to, like you said, gain the confidence to know I can do it.
Yeah.
And that we could have easily.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
We actually won, but we didn't win. Yeah. They won. And so it's not a matter of what if, it's just a matter of when. And so that's where the confidence comes
from. But you know, I mean, the fact of the matter is that you know that you can get there, number one. You know that you can stand on that mound and succeed on that level in that intention. Yeah. Because, listen, like, this is where analytics sort of gets warped a little bit. I think that people, when we look at analytics to get through a baseball season, ultimately, when we get to the World Series, it's can that guy function on that stage?
Yeah.
You know?
You
felt it probably, like,
big time.
You don't know until you're there, right?
Big time. And I think the beauty of it was, even from the start of the year, I had to accept that I wasn't going to be starting. I had to accept the long relief role. I had to then find a way to put my pride aside and just go do what I feel like I can go do and be successful. So I just focus on zeros. I focus on the next guy. And it builds up to every role. The next thing I know, I'm standing on the mound in the World Series. And I'm in the ninth inning, right? And it's just such a whirlwind. But gaining the appreciation through it all was everything. And I looked at every round of the playoffs as a bonus, right? I've never been to the playoffs. I've played this game long enough to be like, man, when's my time going to come? And now I'm, you know, in year like 10, you know, over 8 years now in service, and I'm going, you know, at that time, I'm like, I just want to feel it.
Yeah.
Show me what it's like.
Yeah.
The TV's cool, but
yeah.
I'm not there.
Yeah.
So then it became, okay, you get to be a part of making it to the playoffs. Now you get to be a part of being in the playoffs and winning, and then winning the next round, and then now being in the World Series. And it's like, I've already won, but I didn't get to. I didn't get the cherry on top.
So let me ask you this: so you had the feeling, right? You had all those feelings that you talked about. And then you have the feeling of the World Series. Did the feeling of the World Series, of being that in that game, those games, feel like you thought it would be? And conversely, did not winning it feel like that, like you thought it would? Because I don't know.
Sure.
I don't know. At the end of the day, like when you're going through it, if you even think about what it feels like to lose.
It's a really good question, because every step along the way, I did feel it. Right. I think it didn't become overwhelming because I trusted my process. I trusted my routines. And I took time to, like I said, appreciate every step of the way, yeah. every round.
Which is good for you, by the way.
Which was great for me. Yeah. And it helped me a ton. And also just having the perspective of, like, I'm just a dude going out there and trying to put up a zero or just try to get three guys out or four guys out or how many outs I got to get. And when you think simplistically like that and you allow things to enter your mind in just a very neutral way, stand off the back, take it in, be on the foul line, get in there, deuce, and soak it in. Don't try to block it out. When you try to block it, you waste energy trying to deflect.
No, and don't be the tough guy. Like
exactly, and I think there's a way to do that, and it might work for somebody. It doesn't work for me.
Yeah.
So when you ask me at the very end of, like, we lose, it's like, yeah, I'm devastated. I'm gutted. Like, I did all this work to not get to the final part of it. But who am I to sit there and say that this was for nothing?
Yeah.
That's not fair.
Yeah.
What's fair to say is that we put in all the work to achieve all these things, just not the ultimate goal.
Yeah.
And the ultimate goal is what hurts, but it also, there should be a gain, a huge appreciation for the process of getting there. And that's forever going to be, you know, by a campfire and telling stories of those. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I ain't going to forget about it. No. I got a ring to prove it. Yeah. It's not the ring I wanted,
yeah.
but it's still a memento.
You know how many guys don't have that ring? You know how many guys don't have that experience? I mean, it's crazy.
Well, I went a while without it, right?
Yeah.
So that's why I appreciate it maybe even more.
And this isn't about me telling stories, but it was another example I want to give is I was talking to Brian Anderson, the broadcaster at Fox, and he tells a story of when Jim Leland came up to him and said, "What's your scoreboard? Like, what's your scoreboard?" As a broadcaster, he's like, "I don't know. Like, having a good home run call, whatever." But it made me think when we were telling that story, like we were searching for a scoreboard, is that the scoreboard, yeah, you have the ultimate scoreboard, but the scoreboards, you had a lot of scoreboard wins. And I'm not talking about, like, wins and losses.
Sure.
Like, the scoreboard's about you, like, your success, about your perseverance, are you coming back, right? Today, your scoreboard was waking up, feeling better than you did yesterday,
yeah.
and moving forward.
That's right.
Right?
That's exactly it, man. And it's waking up to family, kids, whatever, your dog, your friends, whatever it is, man, it's all perspective. It's about looking at the trees and the grass and the sun, and even if it's a rainy day, it's like, that's some fresh water falling from the sky, whatever it is.
Yeah, no, it's true.
But it's just, it's easier said than done, because there's a lot you got to go through to gain,
yeah.
and it's in life, maturing through life and finding the different failures, because I feel like I failed enough to sit there and go, it's not all worth getting upset about. There's moments I'm going to be upset. I don't want to blow a game or do this, but I got to get over that because I have people that depend on me to do it the next day. Or I got a family that's waiting to hug me and to love on me, hopefully.
Yeah.
And it's just drowned away. So at the end of the day, it's just all about how you want to look at it.
Yeah.
And I just feel like I hope people find just a very neutral approach. Like, be appreciative of the good moments and learn from the bad ones and then just kind of find the balance.
I hope so. In about a month, there'll be a draft and there'll be kids who were in your spot, first round picks, right?
Yeah.
I hope everybody listens to what you're talking about. I hope, no, but sincerely, because like when you were the first round pick, you're like everybody else probably. Like, all right, here we go.
Yeah.
Here we go. And I think we might have talked about this the first time we talked.
Yeah.
But
there's a lot. There's a lot going through your head.
Yeah.
You know, you're a good player at the time. People think so. You obviously get drafted well. Even if you don't get drafted high, you're still drafted. Just don't think you got it all figured out.
No.
There's so many layers to it. And I just always remembering, anytime I talked to a veteran, anytime I had a moment on the field, there was always a level that I wasn't prepared for, just because I never established and understood it. So this game continues to build these layers, and it takes time to then finally establish, okay, I've been through just about everything, so I'm equipped to handle everything. But it doesn't mean that I'm going to get through it successfully.
Well, that's why I'm not to play amateur psychologist. When you're standing on the mound, that's why you are one of those guys who's able to function, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so, because the best story I could tell from the World Series that stands out to me is that I came in Game 5, bases loaded with no outs in the eighth inning, I believe, and we're up one. I mean, a moment you dream of as a kid. You're usually the one wanting to hit, I think. But as a pitcher, I remember jogging out with high intensity, right? But I warmed up. I got going. Before I threw the pitch, there was a little bit of a gap of time. And I remember staring down at the ground and just telling myself, Luke, there's an entire stadium here at home that wants you to become a superhero and to try to get out of the situation and save this game. And I really hope I can do that. But I'm okay with the fact that I'm out here, I'm thankful to be here, and whatever happens, I'm okay with the result because I'm going to give it everything I got.
Yeah.
And that simple message that I said outside, I said out loud to myself, I just then looked into the crowd and I just said, I'm going to give you everything I got. And I just was flooded with peace, and it calmed me, and it allowed me to go into that inning. The inning, two sack flies, right? I get three outs. We go down by one, really tough situation. But I remember walking away just being like, you know what? That's the most in control, slowed down version of myself I've ever had in my entire life.
This is not something.
The biggest moment in my entire
life. You didn't blueprint this. This just came out of nowhere.
It came out of nowhere, but the blueprint came from establishing the daily routine and the pitch routine of what I do every single time.
Yeah.
And it gave me the opportunity to have a more elevated moment in my slowing down of the game. And I'll never forget that moment. And it wasn't even a moment that yielded the ultimate success.
Yeah, yeah.
It yielded a moment of everything I did in my entire career came to a moment that I was completely in control in the hardest, toughest moment of my entire career. And it was just a sense of peace, and it was cool.
Thanks for sharing that. I mean,
that means
a lot. The last thing, total pivot, come back to the doc. What doc? Have you listened to, watch any docs? Have you read any books? Have you listened to any podcasts?
Yeah.
Or are you just like, let's go baseball?
Yeah, no, when you get in the ebbs and flows of the season, it becomes tougher. I mean, there are moments. You know, I always like referring back to Joel Turner on Joe Rogan. They did a podcast, and they talk about shot IQ, which is just, you know, mental routine in between, like, shooting a gun or mainly shooting a bow, and I try to make that
into
pitching, and I think he's done some stuff in baseball on a lighter scale. I don't know. I've never met him.
Yeah.
But I've done a lot of work making that my own thing, and over the last year and a half, it's really helped me in between pitches and establish
that's
myself
pretty cool.
For the moments like in the World Series.
It comes back. That's it comes full
so
circle.
So I would recommend listening to that podcast and just understanding that. And just kind of like morphing it into baseball and trying to gain what that would look like.
See, that's
for you
much
as a...
better than me watching Liver King. So, it's,
well, you might get some out.
I get zero out of it.
Sure,
I can tell you.
Sure, thanks.
Man. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.